Even if you're not an urban gardener, you might have heard of Will Allen. He brought the nonprofit Growing Power to life on Milwaukee's Northwest Side. There, for nearly 25 years, kids and adults gravitated to Allen's hands-on approach to growing and consuming local food. Allen earned international recognition and a MacArthur Genius Award. But a year ago, Growing Power buckled under a shroud of debt and legal action. The board of directors dissolved the nonprofit. While issues surrounding Growing Power continue to be sorted out, Allen hasn't stopped farming on the grounds of the nonprofit. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz found him busily at work at the 3-acre farm on West Silver Spring.
Will Allen bends his giant frame as he sprinkles a bit of food into a tank teeming with 1,400 perch.
This is about 10 inches.
Yeah.
Those will go to Empire Fish and other places.
Raising fish, early on tilapia, and more recently lake perch, in closed-loop systems is one of Growing Power's success stories. Water circulates, carrying fish waste to fertilize plants, which in turn clean the water. Allen says he, in partnership with UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences, has trained more than 500 people to duplicate this method for raising fish. The work is part of what is the hallmark of Growing Power: growing healthy food and mentoring people along the way. Allen says he was dealing with health issues last fall when, as he puts it, quote, our board shut us down in November. The board of directors voted to dissolve the organization. By January, Allen says he was back, putting the greenhouse on West Silver Spring in order. He intends to keep up the tradition, but as a for-profit operation.
So you can see we've got the greenhouses full of plants.
Two fig trees flourish in the center of it all.
Well, I had two pots I set there, and they just grew out of the pots, and I kept adding compost to them, and now each one of them produces over 1,000 figs a year.
Allen points to an experiment, pots filled with tall, bright green hemp plants.
These are all female plants. A female plant is where you get the energy. This is what they turn into oil.
When he perfects the growing system, Allen wants to produce and sell CBD oil. Allen says it's important to grow hemp in clean soil because the plants take up whatever is in it. He prides himself on his signature soil.
We do the compost first. Yep. And then we put worms in our compost and they break it down, and that's what you're seeing over here.
Allen says he grew up in a family that farmed for 400 years. He says Growing Power sprouted unexpectedly. He bought this place in 1993. It was Milwaukee's last remaining farm. Allen says unemployment was high and fresh, healthy food non-existent.
So I started hiring kids and working with kids, and my friend said you should turn this into a nonprofit. I didn't know anything about nonprofits. I said at that time, well, if you guys want to be the board and raise money, because my whole thing is I'm a farmer, I want to do the work, I want to do the training of folks in the community.
Allen says in the quarter century Growing Power was up and running, it trained thousands of people to become urban farmers and launched related businesses. He says his mission remains constant.
What I'd like to do is pass on my knowledge to anybody who wants to learn how to grow food.
And he wants to see these greenhouses continue to hum with life. Allen considers the 1920s era structures to be a landmark. He has his eye out for the next generation of entrepreneurs. Allen recently took a few under his wing.
Three young men came to me and told me what they wanted to do.
They hope to raise sturgeon with the goal of harvesting their eggs for caviar. Allen says first they need to learn to raise fish successfully.
We try to help anybody and everybody. That can convince me they're serious. If you're not serious, you're not wanting to work.
Legal issues around Growing Power's demise remain unresolved. WUWM was not successful in attempts to speak with former Growing Power board members. Allen, meanwhile, steers away from discussing the matters that led to the board's decision to dissolve Growing Power nearly a year ago. Needless to say, it's uncertain whether this 3-acre farm will remain under Will Allen's stewardship. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.